Star Wars 7x7, episode 3491. So Podcast Stardust is a wonderful podcast over on the Retro Zap Network, and over the past few years, they have done multiple episodes across the course of a year celebrating a particular film. Last year, it was Return of the Jedi for the 40th anniversary. This year, it's going to be The Phantom Menace because of the 25th anniversary, and they invited me on to be their first guest as they go through the movie. So I'm going to share with you an excerpt of that episode, which is actually dropping today. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. Thank you so much for joining me for it. So if you haven't checked out Podcast Stardust, it's an awesome listen. They publish episodes usually 3 times a week, and one of the fun things that they do over the course of a year is that they will go through a particular Star Wars movie in detail with guests from other podcasts joining them, and I got to do the kickoff one for The Phantom Menace this time around. They are looking at The Phantom Menace all across 2024, because this is, of course, the 25th anniversary. And so the conversation happens, and then the analysis of the first 10 minutes and 45 seconds of the movie in this particular case is what you can hear me, along with Dennis Keithley and Jay Krebs from Podcast Stardust, talking about on Podcast Stardust on the episode that drops for them today, actually. I will have a link to their show in the blog post for this show's episode at sw7x7.com and in the show notes as well. But I get to share an excerpt with you from the show, and so that's what I'm sharing with you today. So you're going to get to hear a conversation about Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan arriving in that little conference room and how they're talking about being mindful of the future, but not at the expense of the present, and the cosmic force and the living force. And that's kind of where the discussion really goes into unexpected places. So I hope you'll check out the whole episode, but here's a taste of what went on with Podcast Stardust with myself and Dennis Keithley and Jay Krebs. And I just want to say thank you so much, Jay and Dennis, for having me on again. It was really fun. And yeah, so before we get to the excerpt, I'll just end our part of the show and say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be. And now, without further ado, here's that excerpt from my appearance on Podcast Stardust.
Everyone says, I have a bad feeling about this. So our classic Star Wars line getting uttered for the first time in this movie. And he's going on about, it's not about the mission. It is something elsewhere, elusive. Alan, what is your take on that? Do you think he's referring to the, you know, titular Phantom Menace in the title, or that he's sensing something else going on beneath the surface? What is your take?
You know, it's something that blew by me on first viewings. I don't think I paid too close attention to it. And, you know, now having seen the movie however many times, I, you know, naturally think it has something to do with Sidious, that maybe he's picking up something there somehow. But, you know, maybe I'm just a credulous movie viewer or something, but I did not necessarily connect The Phantom Menace with Sidious watching the movie through the first time. Like, you know, maybe it was just one of those things where I was a more innocent moviegoer, where I wasn't looking for the connections or already trying to figure out, okay, where's the movie maker trying to insert the twist or the surprise of the plot or anything like that, that I was just able to watch the movie and enjoy it and not have that second part of my brain running, trying to figure out what's really happening. So I really had no idea. Like, for me, it could have been anything, basically.
Mm-hmm. And Jay, you know, Qui-Gon's kind of dismissive about it, because, you know, he tells Obi-Wan, don't center on your anxieties, Obi-Wan, keep your concentration here and now where it belongs. And this goes into this whole conversation about Obi-Wan reciting, well, Master Yoda should be mindful of the future. And then Qui-Gon says, not at the expense of the moment, be mindful of the living force, young Padawan. So, you know, I'm just going to kind of use that bit of dialogue to ask you essentially the same thing I just asked Alan. You know, do you think Obi-Wan was really tapped into something that Qui-Gon wasn't? Or is it the fact that Obi-Wan is maybe just a younger Jedi and maybe a little bit more nervous about this? What do you think?
Well, you know, again, kind of going back to my first viewing of this, I was just so excited to be sitting there. And as soon as those cowls came back, I was like, oh, it's baby Obi-Wan, you know? And then, like you said, he utters the classic line, I have a bad feeling about this. So I was just so caught up in just the, you know, almost like having anime sparkle eyes at this point that I didn't even really let any of that sink in until much, much later. But, you know, I have actually used that quote in like my quote of the day for my classroom is, you know, be mindful of the future, but not at the expense of the moment, you know, kind of thing. And I think, you know, just thinking on it now, for me, it's a little bit more, especially knowing Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan's background and their connection to each other, is Qui-Gon's, you know, saying, okay, we need to focus what we're doing, because youngsters, a lot of times they get to be a little scatterbrained. And so they want to think this and they think that and they think this. But Obi-Wan always was tapped into, you know, I feel a lot more of an underlying feeling about things going on overall, mm-hmm. you know, not just what was going on the surface and maybe what they were specifically, quote unquote, there to do, but he always had that, you know, seventh sense. If the Force is the sixth sense, then, mm-hmm. you know, he even went beyond that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Alan, the other thing that comes up here is that Qui-Gon tells Obi-Wan to be mindful of the living Force. And, you know, that's something that went right over my head the first time I saw this movie. But it occurs to me that, you know, this is the first new iteration that we get on the Force after the original trilogy. And I'm just talking about the movies. I'm not talking about any books or anything that may have come out. But, you know, in the original trilogy, it was the Force and the dark side of the Force. And now we're getting this aspect of the Force called the living Force. How have you come to understand what the living Force is? And I guess the other thing that comes up is the other part of it is the cosmic Force.
Right. You know, I'm not sure I have what I feel is a totally confident handle on the differentiation between the two. I think at the time when I heard it, my, you know, initial reaction was just that we're in a time where the Jedi are plentiful and they have a, you know, different relationship to the Force, and they, you know so much more than the kind of, you know, very limited information that we got about the Force in the original trilogy, because it was just Yoda and Luke and there's only so much they could say. So I guess at the time I thought that they were just talking about the Force, like that was just their conception of the Force, and there wasn't anything more to it. It's really only through, I think, the Clone Wars that I started to understand that there was sort of a distinction between this idea of the living Force and the cosmic Force. And I think my understanding of the cosmic Force is more that I don't even see it's what's about to come out of my mouth. I already don't like as an answer. I feel like it's not the right answer, but just the idea of, you know, if the Force like connects all living things, then the living Force is just the expression of the cosmic Force, that it is that temporary moment where you dip out of the sea of the cosmic Force, you live a life of sentience, or, you know, in case of maybe some creatures, non-sentience per se, but you have what you would consider a life, and then you die, and then you go back into the cosmic Force, and that, you know, energy of your, you know, life existence is absorbed back into the greater spectrum of things. And maybe if there were such a thing as reincarnation, then you could be expressed into the living Force again in some fashion or not. But I guess I feel a little bit better about putting it that way. Yeah, actually, I feel kind of all right about that.
Because that was phenomenal.
Well, thank you.
Definitely.
Yeah, I've never been particularly strong in explaining the difference between the living Force, the cosmic Force, current notions of what the light and the dark side are, and how they're not necessarily one is good, one is bad, and things like that. I did a little bit of looking into it, and Alan, I think your explanation was like hitting the nail on the head with what the living Force and the cosmic Force is. I mean, because the clearest thing I found about it was the living Force is basically every living being contributes to it. There's the Force flows through all of us, and the cosmic Force has more to do with the midichlorians, which don't even come up in this segment. So we'll save ourselves, because we do 30 minutes on that by itself. So we'll just put that aside for now. But again, with all the movies we've done in the past and these 10 to 15 minute segments each month, things in the dialogue just jump out to me that I think I take for granted. And this stuck out to me this time, was that Qui-Gon specifically mentions the Living Force. Mm-hmm. Now, be mindful of the Force. It's be mindful of the Living Force. And, you know, it's different than in the original trilogy when the discussion of the Force is always the Force or the light side and then the dark side of the Force. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't think the Jedi are even contemplating at this point someone would be using the dark side of the Force. So, yeah, that's not even on top of mind when it comes down to it.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying actually kind of raises another question for me, which is that if Qui-Gon is telling Obi-Wan to, you know, focus on the Living Force, then does it, you know, follow from that that what Obi-Wan is feeling, this, you know, elusive situation, is an expression of the cosmic force somehow?
Ooh, interesting.
It very well could be, because in the limited amount of research I did, the suggestion was when you are, or the Jedi are, or someone who's attuned to the Force is meditating, they're listening to the will of the Force through the cosmic force.
Mm.
But it's all one force. Mm-hmm. So it's, you always talk about, you know, the light side and the dark side being two sides of the same coin. Well, I mean, I guess it's now one of these coins that exists in three dimensions, four dimensions, that's got two more, the living and the cosmic as well. And I don't know, as much as I enjoy it, sometimes these discussions can give me a headache. So
it's very existential.
Yeah. And we got plenty more to discuss in this segment, so we'll leave it there for now.
Is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once with, like, basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.